John Decker, our own White House correspondent, has his eyes on the State of the Union address tonight. John Decker joining us live this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Good morning, John. And what should we expect? And what are the challenges for the president in giving this address?
Well, the challenge for President Biden is that it's going to look a lot different this year than it did the past 2 years. And that's the reason being is the divided Congress. Republicans now control the House of Representatives. Behind Joe Biden this evening will not be Nancy Pelosi. Instead, it will be the new House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy. And then he's dealing with that divided Congress for the next 2 years. So as a result, he will call on Republicans and Democrats to find some common ground. Find some common ground in terms of moving forward legislation. I think that bipartisan legislation, if it emerges, has to do with lowering the cost of prescription drugs. That seems to be one of those few areas in which you can find some compromise.
You know, it will be an optic shock, if you will, not to see former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi behind the president, won't it? It's been a number of years where that has been a fixture.
Oh, I agree with you. It's going to be interesting to see that. I think Kevin McCarthy's been looking forward to this pretty much his entire political life, this moment. And I'll be in the House chamber. I'll be in the House chamber for my 27th time. And wow, it never gets old for me, Jack. And, you know, for me, unlike you that has to rely on that static shot of Joe Biden with Kamala Harris and Kevin McCarthy behind the president, I'm in the chamber. I have my binoculars. I can look at the reactions from any member of the House or the Senate, even the reactions coming from the cabinet members and
right,
the Joint Chiefs of Staff when when the president talks about the war in Ukraine. So that's one of the advantages of actually being in the House chamber for one of these addresses.
I imagine John Decker will be about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, I'm not sure, and the Arkansas Republican Governor Sarah Huckabee giving the GOP response.
That's right. Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been
Sarah Huckabee Sanders,
yeah, Republican response, and what a great honor for her, a just elected governor of Arkansas, her first elective office in November, and here she is giving the Republican response, and so she'll probably speak in the neighborhood of 5 to 10 minutes, and to go along with the president's remarks, which last year were about an hour. To me, it's a good opportunity for both parties as we gear up
right
for that presidential election year to talk about what their priorities are going forward.
Some of our partners and contributors who are in Washington are telling the show here, John, I want to get your reaction. As early as tomorrow, Joe Biden may be announcing he's running again for president officially. Is that what you're hearing or not?
I would be surprised by it. I think he wants to talk about, but anything's possible. I think he wants to talk more about, some of the things that he will tout during the State of the Union address. He'll be in Wisconsin tomorrow. It's a key battleground state, as you know, for both 2016 and 2020. It's a state Donald Trump won by 20,000 votes in 2016. And what did Joe Biden do? He won the state by 20,000 votes
right
in 2020. So gives you a sense about why he's traveling to Wisconsin first. After the speech that he gives this evening.
It may be inside baseball in New Hampshire. John Decker, our own White House correspondent, as I let you go, I want to ask you this. Is there any buzz in the Beltway, any buzz in Washington about the Democrats officially over the weekend voting to kill New Hampshire's first in the nation presidential primary? From their point of view, an early calendar will still go first by legislative statute, Secretary of State, but the Democrats nationally not wanting New Hampshire to be first in their calendar. Any buzz in Washington over that or not?
Well, there's buzz as it relates to the person who heads the Democratic Party in New Hampshire, not pleased by this, with good reason, because all of the attention has been in New Hampshire over the course of the past few decades. And now South Carolina, as it relates to Democrats anyway, will lead off the process for Democrats, their nominating process. Obviously, if Joe Biden declares, I don't think he's going to have a competitive primary, so maybe it won't matter so much in 2024. But beyond that, it's going to matter quite a bit when you have a competitive Democratic primary and New Hampshire is not getting the kind of attention that it typically gets in an election year. But having said that, it will be a competitive Republican primary and New Hampshire will play a very important role in choosing the Republican nominee in 2024.
All right, John, grab a nap this afternoon. John Decker, before the State of the Union tonight, probably about 9 to 10 is what we're expecting Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, John.
Thanks a lot, Jack. Bye-bye.